We look forward to having the coach on each and every week. Dave, it's Grant and Doug. How are you today?
Gentlemen, I am doing really well. How are y'all?
Doing good. You know, Doug and I have been talking a lot over the past couple of weeks about the vibe and the commitment and how many of your players were in Sacramento for a large part of the offseason, and all the young players, second-year players, Willie, pretty much have been here from August 1st voluntarily doing their thing. I mean, what a great vibe going on right now.
Yeah, you know, I think there's always the idea of hope and the fresh start of a new season, but especially so, I think, with this group, because they've been here and they've been putting in their work. And, you know, we can go on and on about they, you know, come from great programs and good families, and they're just good dudes. But it was kind of nice to have 8-9 guys in there, and you mix in some different D-League guys that we're looking at for different contracts and two-way contracts. And it's just a really good energy in the gym. And I really do hope that's the same energy you'll feel, you know, when you come in January and February.
Yeah, Coach, you talk about energy, and I see your energy being able to come, and you're being gracious enough to let us check it out from time to time. And your energy and looking at the way you go about it, is it different than your approach was when you had more veterans, or is that just your style? Because I like the energy you're bringing.
Oh, thank you. I think, you know, we were talking about it earlier today, you know, going into last season, you know, you're hoping to see, find a way to, you know, scratch, claw, and kick and bite to get into the playoffs. And we've pivoted from that. And when you're going through that, or, you know, when I was coaching Memphis, I think sometimes maybe you bristle a little bit more. You're a little bit quick to react, to be protective of your team.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a situation now where, you know, I feel just, you know, a very positive vibe about going out and getting better every day and competing every single day. And then as we get older, learning how to win, and there's different grades and levels that you have to graduate to. And I'm looking forward to the process. I really like our group, and I think it's going to be a fun group to come in and work with every day. And I'm having a lot of fun already, and I can't wait to get started, because there's rules to what you can and can't do before, you know, the official start of practice. So I'm chomping at the bit, and so are all of our coaches, to get out there and work with our guys.
We're talking with Dave Yeager right here on Sports 1140 KHDK. And Dave, the one thing you've done a lot this summer, you've really been out and about coaching clinics, you know, all kinds of groups. I know that that's great, because, you know, you've been here now pretty much a full calendar year, and you've really become indoctrinated with this community and doing things. I know that's something that's really important to you.
Yeah, thank you. It is. I think, you know, the first year in Memphis as a head coach, you're just trying to get your wits about you. And the same thing, you know, moving and everything out here. And now we did the coaches clinic, and we had a summer, and we went through the draft process, a second one together. And everything is, you know what to expect, and you know where things are, and you know where to where you can help a little bit here and there, different camps and different clinics. And we did a backpack giveaway, and supporting this and supporting that as I'm able to, and try to do it as much as I can during the off season, because you have more days, you know, obviously. But we'll try to continue to do that throughout the season as well. We're going to do a coaching clinic, and I don't know if that's been released to the public or not, if I can say that, but it'll come up, you know, towards the end of October, and we'll let everybody know about that, because the first one was a home run. It was a lot of fun.
You know, Coach, yesterday we had Willie on. Not sure if you heard him, but we are talking about coaching and styling and different things like that. And he said that maybe your approach, because you have so many players that most of them, even Willie, probably they should still be in college, your approach might be a little bit more aggressive towards them, because there's a lot of teaching that needs to go on, except for your three amigos, the veterans, of course.
Yeah, I think we should do like an online. I need some names for the guys who are third year and below.
Okay.
League, and then everybody else. And I can throw out some of them are not so, you know. But so, yeah, if you get any of those, go ahead and forward them on for your audience. That'd be fantastic. It is, you know, and you know, you go out there and you teach in small groups of like I said, what is legal over the course of September. And I like want to yell at some of these guys, you know, like I want to get after a little bit. And, you know, I tell them to do something and they just do it. You know, like,
yeah,
you need to make this pass, and then you make this cut, and then, boom, they just go out and they try it when they're playing in their pickup games. I'm like, why don't y'all give me something to get mad about, you know? So
right.
They're just they're a sensitive, want-to-learn, eager-to-please group. And obviously we haven't hit any adversity yet. We haven't had any losses yet. But I think the mindset is that we're going to be very hands-on with the young group every single day. And I think with an older group and you're winning 50 games a year, maybe less is more. Your workouts are a little shorter. You just more of a polish. But we've got a lot of heavy lifting to do, and doing it in a positive and energetic fashion every day that come to gym with guys that you like makes a huge difference.
Dave Yeager joining us here on Sports 1140 KHDK. Doug and I have talked about, you know, you've had a glimpse at even your young players. They've been in working out. You've been able to, you know, talk to them. But then you have another player that's coming over here this weekend who just finished the European Championships, and Bogdan Bogdanovic, who maybe you haven't seen a lot of, haven't had a lot of interaction. And I know everyone's excited. How much do you know about him?
Yeah, it's difficult, and we're excited to get our hands on him and see what skills he possesses that you can then use in the team that we have here. Because you can watch him on film, but it's similar to looking at a player who's been traded almost from the league, and you think, well, maybe we'll run some of those actions. Or, you know what? It just works best if you just get him here, and then they fit in with your group, and you see. I think what you're going to see with him is we'll be very patient with him. First of all, he's played a lot. It's a long season in Europe, and then you have all the European Championships. But also, he's adjusting to a new language. Now, he speaks very good English anyways, but yep. A new culture, a new time zone, all new teammates, a new contract, which was a fair contract for both sides, I feel. And what my message to him is, trust me, because I'm going to trust you. We're going to be doing this together for a while. You might not be right out there on the white team right from the first jump. You know, these guys have been here, and they kind of have an idea of some things and different drills and, you know, this and that. Just learn as much as you can. I can't wait to see him play.
You know, Coach, one guy, you turned one pick into two picks, and the two picks were Harry Giles and Justin Jackson. Harry Giles is an interesting prospect from a lot of different reasons. Very high coming out of high school. Obviously, he had some knee injuries. But what is your take on what you've seen from young Harry so far?
Well, I think, you know, when you're running up and down, you're playing pickup ball, and you're free and loose, you know, just watching those pickup games, he looks fantastic. He's a willing learner. He's a worker. And he's got some talent. I'll tell you what, he has got some talent. So, you know, you just hope that the years go by and you stay away from injury, and that he's able to continue to build on that talent, because he's got some stuff to him, and it's very intriguing is exactly the word of what he'll bring to the party. And you got to get into philosophy. At some point, we're going to, you know, be talking about exactly as we get through training camp and then going forward. You know, I don't know that I would love to see him play in the D-League all year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy is a high-level talent. And maybe that he doesn't play three NBA games a week, but maybe he, you know, and how you schedule it out. So you take care of his body, which is only 19 years old, and off of a couple of surgeries here, and lay some concrete down and let it get dry.
Yeah.
But, you know, to be with your team as much as possible, and then go play in the D-League when you can grab a bunch of minutes all in a hurry. And, you know, those conversations will be had.
Come with Dave Yeager. You know, if I go by only watching you coach for 1 year, it was apparent to me that you're a believer in, you know, not handing the keys to players too early, and you got to really earn your time. And if you're going to be out on the court, it's because you deserve and you've earned to go onto the court. And this year with so many young pups, are you going to be able to do that? Is your philosophy, because your roster's so young, going to have to be a little bit different in that regard?
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic because, you know, I think first of all, you have to try to take it, you know, at the top where the veterans are. They've been there, and you give them the first chance to prove that they can or can't get it done, or that they can or can't beat the dudes out that are younger. But also, we want to have the culture where everybody is getting better, and there's not the, well, I should be playing in front of this guy. Dude, you're both 19 years old. You know what I mean? And you're going to be together for a while. We don't need – but when we step between the lines, you got to make each other better every day. And as competition – happens, you want to show that you're a better player, but it only happens between the lines, and that's it. So want to be careful of how we manage that, and you're exactly right. I do want guys to have to earn their minutes.
When you look at Vince and you look at Randolph, they're a little bit older. Obviously, George Hill, he's still a veteran, but he's a little younger. When you look at Vince and Randolph, once you start that 57 Chevy, Coach, how are you going to have your mindset? Are you going to say, once I start it, I want to get them out there, or do I need that experience coming off the bench, or is that something that will develop over training camp?
Yeah, probably a little both, as a lot of coaches answer, you know, but there needs to be a little bit of a mix. I think Vince is very comfortable coming off the bench,
okay.
You know, the last 5-6 years of his career. I know Zach did it last year. I don't know how I know exactly how he feels about it, because Zach's my guy. But But it's also, as you said, one thing affects the other. So which group are they playing with? I would prefer not to play five young guys all at one time together. I think, you know, having a veteran or two on each of those two groups helps with developing those young players. And you also have a situation where De'Aaron Fox, you know, if he demands minutes and George Hill can play with him, then we can play George Hill at two. Mm. And at the shooting guard spot, and then sometimes George can bring it up just to take some stress off him, et cetera, et cetera. So you can go in a lot of different directions, but once you start doing that, then you start butting into, you know, we've got a couple two guards sitting over there too, you know, in Malachi and Garrett Temple and Buddy Hield and Bogdan Bogdanovic. So it's going to be interesting how it all comes out. It always does work out, but as coaches, you stew on this, how am I going to get this done? How am I going to get these guys their minutes? And it always comes out in the wash throughout the course of the season.
Final weekend before you guys really hit the grind, and that means there are not a lot of days off, and you have so many young players on your team that are going through this for the first time. I'm just curious, was there any message to these guys here on their final weekend off?
Oh, yeah, I started that last week.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Plans. Yeah. I said, look, you know, here's the deal, boys. We're gonna work out these days, and we're going to play pickup on these days. And if you do it more than that and do more individual work, that's great. You know, but do understand as you're setting up your travel here for this week before – kickoff of media day on Monday, that these are the last 2 days you're going to get off in a row until February. And, you know, of course, right. All the older, you know, all the veterans chuckle and co-sign it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I'm out. You know? So, which is very true. But, you know, you just try to, the open lines of communication on those kinds of things. Because, you know, a lot of times they just don't know. They've not been through this.
Yes.
You know, we assume, you know, that they played big programs and this and that. And that's all great. And you've got handlers here and runners there and, you know, this and that. But, you're here now. We're family. We're trying to take care of each other.
You know, Coach, something that you mentioned it, but as you, and you may have done this in Memphis before, but has the ability to use the D League expanded in your mind and maybe how you might approach it with so many young players?
Yeah, because we have a lot of young players at one time.
Okay.
It's an interesting tool in that regard because usually you'll have an older team and a younger guy kid just not going to beat out older guys.
Yes.
So to get those quality minutes and get those practices when your older team is generally not practicing a lot throughout the course of the year, how do you handle it? And then there's also a value to NBA practices. And if we have that many young guys, then I can have them all in practice where, you know, Zach and Vince can be over there, you know, just hanging out a little bit. They've done it and seen it all before, but we could have some pretty competitive practices going through the year. And specifically what I'm saying is, say we play a game on Friday, I'm not going to hold them back on Thursday, and you know, so we got fresh legs Friday night. I don't think that benefits us 2 years from now. We're going to go hard Wednesday. We're going to go hard Thursday. And if we're a little tired Friday, but we got better Wednesday, we got better Thursday, I think that's better for us in the long haul 2 years from now when, you know, getting into these young guys' third year where we can really start taking off.
You know, you mentioned Vince Carter, and I've only been around him just, a very, very small amount of time. But he just jumps out at me as somebody that, wow, if I'm a player, I want to be around him all the time. You spent time with him, obviously, in Memphis. What makes him so special?
Don't you just want to gravitate to him?
I mean,
you want to be around him, not because, oh, okay, he's just a great player and he's dunked on everybody in the world for the last 30 years. I mean, the guy just has a way about him that is non-threatening. He's willing to be vulnerable. He's willing to put his arm around people and give advice when asked. And when pointed to, he's willing to do it without being asked for young guys. And I think they appreciate the way that he delivers it in a respectful way, but also just, you know, you've seen veterans like, oh, I did this and you just do this. Well, no, he explains the why and he works with them and he'll, hey, come to my basket. Let's get some more shots up there. Hey, you want to come over to my house tonight? And that's when the chop it up sessions really happen. And it's really, he's just a, off the charts, dude.
You know, Coach, you mentioned a word there, and I find it fascinating. I think it's very important is vulnerability because a lot of older players don't want to open themselves up because sometimes when you say that to a younger player, they push you away and they don't want to take that
right.
information.
Yeah.
And that's what I get from Vince just watching him. I had him as a rookie in Toronto is he's willing to open himself up to that whether they take it or they don't take it because that's who he is.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know he's seen it all from a level that very, very few people in our sport ever do.
Yes,
you know, from the Olympics, from the franchise player to an older player to a role player to a starter to a non-starter, he's done and seen it all. So it's he's got a lot of credibility.
Well, You are ready to go, man. You had a good summer. Doug was saying you look like you're 25 years old. You got your assistant coaches.
Who's a teenager, Grant?
Look like, with the exception of Bob, and if Bob, you're listening, you're not going to get mad at me. With the exception of Bob, you all look like you've been training for a triathlon this fall.
That's cool.
We did. We put up the weight loss throughout the course of the staff. We got up to 110 pounds lost over the off season. So.
All right.
We're proud of that, but I just think you feel better throughout the grind of the season, and it's going to take the energy and positivity every single day when guys need to be lifted up. We need to be that energy some days. So I'm excited. I think we got a great group.
And I love Bob. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to, like, paint him out to be
like
you.
Oh, you're backing up fast.
You hear that going, deep, deep, deep.
Oh, man. So final thing for you is we're talking with Dave Yeager, and again, we're going to have him each and every week. You know, you now, as I said, being here for a year, you had the roster turnover in the middle of last season. I don't know. Doug and I talk about this all the time. The sense of excitement in this community, what you're building here, I mean, this has got to be an exciting time for you and your coaching staff.
It is. It's a different challenge. It's one that we haven't faced since, when we were all in a lot of us have been in the minor leagues, when you're putting a team together all of a sudden and everybody's new. I mean, it's a blank slate. They're blank. What we put on them right now is very impressionable, and there's an excitement to going out and teaching every day rather than just grind it out. Dave's going to call some plays, and we'll see if we win in the last 2 minutes. And it is. It's really cool because we have a great group. I mean, Vlade, Peja, Vivek, we have a good group and a good chemistry in there. There's not backbiting and infighting. Everybody's on the same page, and I think sometimes, especially in your honeymoon year, everybody says that, we're going to be arm in arm and all that stuff. But we really are. I mean, Vladdy's got the biggest heart in the world, and he's getting better and better and better, I'll tell you what. And he did a lot of good things this offseason, and I'm looking forward to working with him for a long time.
Well, we're looking forward to having you on each and every week, hopefully for a very long time. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll look forward to seeing you at Media Day on Monday.
Man, I'm fired up. Thanks, you guys.
Appreciate you, Coach.
We're going to have him on each and every week. Can't wait. It's good stuff. Very good stuff.